2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio, headed into the final half hour here. And I'll tell you what, before we get to Snow Day, and Sarah Huey is going to be joining us from Solitude, I do want to check in with Utah Avalanche Center. And, of course, that means our friend Craig Gordon. Do me a favor, Craig, before we get to snow totals from this latest tiny storm that passed through here in northern Utah, can we talk for a second? Because as we were wrapping up our recording of the program on Thursday of this week, news was just breaking of a death in the backcountry. I think it was a 68-year-old skier who was doing some backcountry skiing. I'm hoping that was not avalanche-related. What can you tell us?
Yeah, Tim, what we know is that this gentleman, is a local in the community. Certainly, it's a big, big hit for our community and a tragic loss. And while this wasn't avalanche related, it does speak to the inherent dangers once we're in the backcountry, once we're in the mountains. And, you know, we've had a relatively dry January. Temps have been warm up in the mountains. And those steep, sunny slopes, the slopes that face the south half of the compass, they're super firm early in the morning and then later in the day. And this gentleman most likely lost his footing under his skis, went for what we call a slide for life. And this can happen very quickly. You lose your footing and now you're just tumbling down the slope and you gain exponential speed. I mean, it happens so rapidly. So super tragic loss for our community. So whenever we're headed into the backcountry, right, we're skiing, we're boarding, we're snowshoeing, we're sledding. I mean, definitely want to keep all of these factors, in kind of a clear cut vision, have a game plan, that kind of thing. And yeah, you talked about a little bit of snow. We had a nice little shot Thursday night into Friday. Didn't give us a whole lot. Mountains in northern and central Utah, anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of snow. Super light density. We've seen a little bit of wind that's going to create some manageable avalanche conditions along the leeward side of upper elevation ridges. Again, these are the kinds of avalanches that break at our feet, at our skis or board underneath our snowmobile. So straightforward and generally low avalanche danger this weekend. We've got a beautiful weekend on tap as we look out today. Skies are clear, temperatures are cold, winds are light. We continue in that spirit through the week, maybe a midweek bump. Pretty quiet weather on the horizon. Hopefully, we change gears moving into the early part of February. So we all need a little refresh, a little reset. But remember, conditions in the backcountry, they're always changing. I invite all your listeners, please visit your one-stop shop for all things avalanche. Of course, it's UtahAvalancheCenter.org.
Craig, thank you.
I need a snap.
Well, and hopefully by the time this interview airs, there will have been a snow day or two. We'll take as many as we can get right now to clean the gunk out of the valley and actually help our ski resorts with some new snow. Navi, we talked about it in the opening segment of the show, how much we really needed some help here from Mother Nature. And the expectation is, as we record this interview on Thursday, that there may be another 4 to 6 or so coming to the ski resorts in the area.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. That would be awesome if it occurs. By the way, when this airs, we'll know.
Yeah, we will. We just won't be here to brag about it, but maybe next week we'll be talking about that and more. Sarah Huey is with us from Solitude. Sarah, I know the conditions have been fantastic, and the resorts, as always, do a great job even when Mother Nature's not cooperating. But you never say no to new snow, right?
That's right. We will take it. But, you know, that base that we have has been holding on, and the groomers are doing a fantastic job. I was just out this morning ripping around some groomers. It was cold, but it was a ton of fun.
I think Solitude, and Navi, you can confirm this, actually holds up a little better than some resorts just because of the way you face and don't take as much sun necessarily in the early mornings or late nights that may hurt that snow base. Am I right about that?
100%, in my opinion. It's the perfect north-facing slope. It does last longer there.
Yeah. 66-inch base the last time I looked here, and the entire mountain's open, right?
That's right. Fantasy Ridge, Honeycomb Canyon, Evergreen Peak, some of those really sought-after hike-to terrain areas that people get super excited about. Those are now open, and, you know, that's the bright side. The flip side of having some high pressure is that patrol can do their thing and control for that avalanche hazard, and then let the guests have at it.
There are some beautiful spots on that backside that I would hope people take the time to really explore. I wanted to talk to you about something that doesn't get a lot of attention, but some of my coworkers actually were up there. Was it last weekend that you did your Nordic Night event? I know you've got a couple of them still to come, but they were a part of your Nordic Night event, and their pictures were just beautiful. Tell people what that's about.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, it was a super fun event. So we have a great Nordic center located up by the Silver Lake Ranger Station on Brighton Loop. But we operate that in the winter as a cross-country and snowshoe center. So three times this winter, starting last weekend and then again February 12th and March 18th, we have an evening event. We light some of the cross-country trails with torches, and we light some of the snowshoe trails with little tea light candles, and we let people come at night. Now, we plan those around the full moon, so you've also got that beautiful moon up in the sky. This past Saturday, it was a clear night, and we could see stars. We had the fire pits out. We had complimentary s'mores and hot cocoa, and we saw people of all ages coming. We had some young families with little kids sliding around, groups of friends, even some of our you know, like multi-generational families coming with their grandparents and the little kids.
Well, the pictures that were posted on social media, again, by co-workers of mine, immediately got responses from all of their followers saying, where is this? It just looked mesmerizing with the glistening snow under the night sky. And then when you throw
it was totally magical.
Yeah, and then when you throw in the complimentary hot chocolate, I don't know why you wouldn't go.
It was a blast. We're looking forward to the next one on Saturday, February 12th.
Here's the other great thing. Navi, I don't know how long it's been since you've actually done any cross country. Probably a long time. It has for me, I know.
Well, yeah, it's been a while for me. But, you know, we do snowshoe periodically, and I really enjoy that, too.
Yeah. But what I like about either cross country skiing or snowshoeing is you don't have to have a ton of experience. It's really about just getting out there and having the gumption, having the energy to go do it. And I can't think of many more things, particularly this time of year, that will get you better exercise.
Yes, that's so true. And I did want to mention that we also rent snowshoes and cross-country equipment at the Nordic Center and for this event. So even people who have never tried it before or don't have their own gear should come on up.
And it's all,
awesome.
And it's all ages, too.
Oh, you bet. Yep, all ages.
What else is going on the mountain that people may not be aware of at Solitude this season?
We have some fun events on the calendar. We just added trivia night on Saturdays at our Argenta Pub. That's at the Moonbeam base area. And Saturdays at 4:30, sometimes Big Cottonwood Canyon fills up and the traffic slows down. We wanted to give people an opportunity to hang out and kill a little bit of time on the mountain before diving into that traffic. So again, that's Saturdays at 4:30 at Argenta Pub. Go ahead.
I was going to say, that's my favorite thing to do at Solitude, because you're right, it backs up. Big Cottonwood backs up on the way home. So I never go home when everybody does. I head to one of those great eating establishments and just hang out. There's no reason to hurry. Opera is half as fun as skiing.
We've got some great spots on the mountain, and we also moved our shuttle between the village and Moonbeam, which is our day base area. We moved that off Big Cottonwood Canyon Road So it's much more convenient now if you park at Moonbeam, but you want to go up to the Thirsty Squirrel or have dinner at Honeycomb Grill or St. Bernard's Restaurant. That shuttle's just going to take you about 2 minutes instead of going out onto the road and maybe getting the shuttle stuck in traffic. So we're really encouraging people to check out the Village as another opera opportunity.
Well, and I know I've said this in the past, but you talk about, you know, magical happenings after the sun goes down. That base area of Solitude, I will always tell you, is like stepping into a little European village when you get the opportunity to do it. And if you can spend a little opera time there and enjoy food, all the better. I know what it was I was going to ask you about, and you may not know the specifics of this, and I'm searching while you're talking to try and find the email. Solitude is on the Icon Pass, and I think it was Icon that actually reached out to me and let me know, or maybe it was your own press office there, that there were some discounts being offered for lodging for Icon Pass holders.
That's right, yes. And I don't know the exact specifics, Tim, but Icon Pass holders should head over to solitudemountain.com because it should all be on our lodging page there. And it probably varies based on the date as well. But we like to give those Icon Pass holders the best discount that we have.
Yeah. Well, and the great thing about the Icon Pass in Solitude, it is a season pass at Solitude, which is one of the reasons we love it so much. All right, Sarah, thanks so much. We had a little trouble connecting, and I think it was absolutely my problem on this end with the wrong email. But I'm glad we did. And if people want more information, where do they need to go online?
Check out solitudemountain.com or follow us on social media. We are at Solitude Mountain.
All right. Sarah Huey, as always, great to have you.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
We're going to take another break here. We'll come back and finish out the program next on KSL. Don't go away.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Program for another week, and I enjoy taking some extra time to get to know some of the great businesses here in the state of Utah and some of the people behind those businesses. And today we're talking with Black Diamond Experts, their founder, Dan James, who joins us on the line. Dan, first of all, thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, great to have me on there.
Tell everybody about your business in general, what you do, and exactly how long you've been at it.
Yeah, so I started the company in 2009. We're a full-service electrical, plumbing, heating and air, and drain cleaning company that serves the entire Wasatch Front, along with St. George.
This is a furnace season, obviously, and so we're concentrating right now on keeping our houses warm. Won't be long before we're thinking about keeping them a little cooler as we get into spring and summer here in Utah. I thought it might be great to take a minute or two and just talk about some of the tips you might have for people beyond just replacing your furnace filter every month. I guess that's probably the big one.
Yeah, that's always a big one that everybody always forgets. The analogy I like using is like your furnace filter has not been changed. It's like driving your car with the emergency brake on. It'll drive, but it's just putting all that extra wear and tear on all the components. And if your filter is clogged up because it hasn't been changed, it's going to do the same thing and just reduce the life of your furnace and the efficiency of it. So that's a big one. I keep an eye on the thermostats. I'm a big fan of the smart thermostats because they allow you to control it a lot easier and tune it into where it's not running when you're not needing it. Having to go down a little bit during the nighttime, it can save you some energy, and then having to wrap back up in the morning is a big help as well.
You know, you talk about keeping your filters clean. Sometimes it's just the eye test, but really, whether it looks dirty to you or not, it might be more clogged up than you think. So doing it on a regular routine business at the beginning of the month is a good idea. I've actually heard of furnaces where motors can end up burning up because they get too hot without enough circulating air.
Yep. We see it very often where the filter's clogged up and that motor is just working too hard and it can burn up. And and go out on you. And it's usually at the worst time. It's usually when it's freezing cold outside and in the middle of the night when it goes out, then you got a real problem on your hand. And so being proactive is always going to pay off in the long run and make it more efficient and making sure that it's running when you need it to.
You said you do plumbing, too. What kinds of problems do you encounter this time of year?
So we see a lot of water heaters that are working pretty hard to keep that cold water coming from the ground warm. And so the water heaters go out often. We see that. We also see a lot of drain cleaning issues where the main sewer line on the house goes out, or maybe just some general lines clogged in the house and they need to be cleared, that type of stuff.
You talk about being homeowners today and the challenges of being homeowners. I don't know that there's anything worse than water damage, and it just trying to do a repair on a simple plumbing job, which my wife will no longer allow me to do, by the way, just try to do a simple repair on something can lead to even bigger problems down the road.
I definitely, I'm an electrician, and I don't mess with plumbing for a reason. Not that I'm scared of getting wet, but I'm scared of flooding the house. You always want to have an experienced licensed plumber do anything like that, because even a small leak can turn into a really big problem over time. So definitely recommend keeping your hands off those plumbing tools and having an expert do that for you.
That's a great thing. Yeah, know your limits, guys. Know your limits. Black Diamond Experts right now, as I understand it, has a great deal for our first responders and emergency workers, too.
Yeah, so we've all been in this pandemic for what? It seems like, 2 years.
Forever.
Like 2 years now.
Yeah.
It had the biggest impact on our first responders. You can imagine being, in the hospital working or doctor's offices or police officers, firefighters, those type of people that didn't have to stop doing what they had to do because of COVID. They just have to work around it. So we really thought it'd be great to reward those first responders and give them a free furnace tune-up and make sure that their system's running well and that we're replacing their filter for them and getting ready to close out the rest of the winter time and prepare it for summertime as well. So I'm really excited to offer this. I believe we're doing it through the end of the month of January, so it's a great opportunity for everybody to get that tune-up done.
Wow, that's a great deal for first responders and emergency workers. Free tune-ups right now. If we're neither of those things but still need a tune-up, what kind of a deal can you give the rest of us?
I believe we have a offer out there for a $29 furnace tune-up, and that's a deal for everybody else. We also have a great membership plan where we do the maintenance on your furnace and some of your other components in your house on a semi-annual basis. And so that's a great way to keep yourself reminded and make sure you don't forget about doing that maintenance needs to be done.
Fantastic. All right. It's been great to get to know you a bit, Dan, but tell everybody where to find you, not only online, but if they want to reach out on a telephone line to Black Diamond Experts today.
So give us a call at 801-590-3625. You can find us online at bdexperts.com.
Again, Black Diamond Experts. Thanks so much for your time.
Yep. Thanks for having me on.
Dan James is the founder of Black Diamond Experts. That's going to do it for the program this week. Don't go away, though. We have The Greenhouse coming up right after news at the top of the hour.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.